Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
And now there are three, but this woman didn't work for Governor Cuomo. In fact, she just met him at a wedding. More from correspondent Jerika Duncan.
Anna Ruck told the New York Times she never met Governor Andrew Cuomo before this night. At a September 2019 wedding, Ruck said she was discussing the governor's toast when instantly he put his hand on her bare lower back. She removed his hand with her own. The next moment is captured here. When the governor placed his hands on her cheeks, he asked if he could kiss her loudly enough for a friend standing nearby to hear. The now 33-year-old said she was confused and shocked and embarrassed.
Cuomo has not responded to this latest allegation. Another of the governor's accusers has responded to his previous explanation and apology. Charlotte Bennett says Cuomo has refused to acknowledge or take responsibility for his predatory behavior. You won't see Cuomo's brother, Chris, talking about this story on his primetime show on CNN. Chris Cuomo explained last night that he can't cover the story simply because it's his brother. But he pointed out that CNN has and will cover the story extensively. The Biden administration confirms that drug maker Merck will help produce the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That should expand the supply more quickly. J&J has pledged to produce 100 million doses over the next 4 months. Merck will dedicate two facilities in the United States to production of this vaccine. One will actually make it, the other will put it in vials and package it for distribution. The director of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, has been looking over the latest COVID numbers and doesn't like what she sees. Here's correspondent Victor Oquendo.
The director of the CDC is pleading with Americans to keep their guard up.
I remain deeply concerned about a potential shift in the trajectory of the pandemic,
hoping to prevent a possible fourth wave of the pandemic. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, last week the U.S. reported an increase of cases by 2% after 6 weeks of cases on the decline. And with at least 7 states relaxing restrictions this week, the CDC is warning the number of cases is far too high, especially with COVID variants spreading.
The number of COVID deaths was also up about 2% to nearly 2,000 per day. A new vaccination site will open this week in Co-op City.
Co-op City has not had its own vaccination site until now. Today we announced that a new site will be open on Thursday in Co-op City. And let's face it, the Bronx has been very hard hit by the COVID crisis.
As of today, Mayor de Blasio says just over 2 million vaccine doses have been administered in the city. When his time comes, the mayor says he intends to be inoculated with the J&J vaccine. He says he wants to show people that it's not a lesser choice, and he looks forward to only having to be jabbed once. He says a lot of the J&J vaccine will be devoted to homebound seniors. A homeless man is under arrest after police say he slashed two UPS workers on a downtown N train. It happened just before 5 this morning. Cops say the two victims were heading to work. Both are 42 years old. They got into a verbal dispute with the 22-year-old suspect. As they got off the train at Lexington and 59th Street, the argument continued, and the homeless man took out a folding knife. One man was slashed on the hand and torso. The other was wounded on the wrist and forearm. They still managed to grab their attacker and hold him while another person called 911. The two UPS workers were taken to the hospital. Their injuries are described as not serious. There will be fans in the stands today at the Prudential Center. About 2,000 of them will be allowed to attend tonight's game between the Devils and the Islanders. The New Jersey Governor, Phil Murphy, has given the go-ahead for indoor arenas to fill up to 10% of their seats. In outdoor stadiums, the capacity limit will be 15%. Face coverings and social distancing are required, but PCR COVID tests are not. Those who buy tickets together will be allowed to sit together. Remember this famous movie scene?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's Cher and Nicolas Cage in Moonstruck. That was 34 years ago, can you believe it? It's one of the great New York City stories and was filmed at locations all over town. That includes a home in Brooklyn Heights. It's just come on the market for the first time in more than a decade. The asking price for 19 Cranberry Street is $12,850,000. It last sold in 2008 for $4 million. StreetEasy says the four-story, five-bedroom home dates back to 1829. Renovations in recent years include a restored roof and windows and all new infrastructure.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!